the women did all the work, most of it. The men worked out well, just making a living. And I came up from Connors, my family, my mother's family, when I was 3 years old. We moved to our grandfather's home up here in Kellys, Mullins. We were Kellys of Calvin. We took our grandfather's home, gave over to us up there to live. And we made gardens. We made gardens and had good big stock of cattle after a while, and we lived by then. And my mother was the main one to look after all that work. She made her gardens and she done every work to raise a family. She was quite young then, only 5 of us children, and there were 10 in the family. And we lived that way.
Where did you go to school?
Well, we went to school in the neighbor's house. They got seats, and our old man teach. He had learning. He teached us. We were about maybe 18 pupils, I think, going to the school. He got no pay.
None at all?
Oh, no. He was teaching us free.
What'd they do, feed him?
Eh?
They give him his board? Did they feed him?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
But he didn't get any money.
He lived with his daughter up here. Mm-hmm. A Diamond. His name was Diamond, John Diamond.
And that was the first school?
Yeah, mm-hmm. That was the first schooling year.
And then, did they build a schoolhouse after a while?
They built a schoolhouse right for our houses, for us. Oh. And the ice come right up to the, almost the top of the windows. And they moved it then way up on the hill to Kellys.
Oh, yes.
We went to school there. We had a hired teacher then, for later, years after. And we got along fairly good. Thought we did.
Sure.
And the ice used to bother us a lot. Come in.
Do you remember the ice jam? Do you remember the ice jam?
Oh, I was raised the way up the castle and settling in it. Up on the harbor. I came out to see it go. And I got caught out there. I was saying up that spring with my aunt. They had the way up pop roof. And the jam come and stripped right over. And the family was moved way back to a mountain. And I cannot see it go, and I saw too much of it.
No.
I had to climb up on the hovel. And then when my uncle came out to see what damage, and he got me in the canoe, I come down off the hovel in the canoe, and we dodged across. When the swells wouldn't be going too big, we did dodge across. And we come out of it all right, though. And jam give away, and we come back in the camp boat 12 o'clock at night. And the Castronians, they were all strapped right up. the cattle and the horses and everything, but they saved their lives, Miss Catherine. You must know the Davis down in Fort Kent.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they were, their mother was one of the Castroni girls. He was here to see me some time ago, him and Mr. Bellon Perkin.
Yes.
And I had told them, I knew them all. They were awful nice people. Very, very nice. There was George St. John and his mother and his brothers, and they were clean great out of all their stock. They were wealthy people, quite good then, and all got lots of money up there. And they were smart women. My mother was smart women. To work the game, eh?
It must have been hard on them when they lost, it must have been hard on the people when they lost their homes.
Yes, well, their homes wasn't struck away. The little homes they owned up their own, but their cattle, their nice stuff, they owned a lot of their coats, year old, I guess, two, three, four of them. And they were all hay racks and clouds and all the machinery, everything went down the river.
What did you used to do for fun when you were young? Did you have dances?
We did.
Yeah.
Well, just helped our mothers.
And did you go to dances?
Oh, yes.
Dance to colors, yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah, tell
yeah,
me about
that. Yeah.
Yes.
We went to dances from the girls sang dancing tunes for the dance.
Yes.
Oh my
God.
Oh, that's bad. Caroline Walker.
Yes.
And Will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They cut their feet for the step dance.
Cut their feet and go on to it.
Yeah. Yeah, every, and it's a tune for every dance, the place to dance. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Where did they have the dances?
Huh? Everybody's house.
In a house?
Another house.
Yeah, uh-huh. Every Gillick crew.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Grant? Didn't you used to walk to Uncle Aaron Jackson's and walk the shore after Bishop?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Mr. Walker cleaned down where we lived on the pike and walked down. And us folks walked clean up here. Yeah, that's what they done them days.
Yeah.
And we used to go clean to St. Francis, the dances, and walk down. Yeah, walk back. My brother Dan and I done that quite a few times, to walk to St. Francis. In the morning daylight come, we walk back from home. Yeah. And everybody had a good time and no trouble and they get lunches for you and they have lunches and they
You want to know that?
Yes,
that's long ago when my grandmother was living in her home. One bad cold morning, late in the fall and the ice warming, and she looked way up from the Mullins hole in the river that a big point comes out. She saw something red. And she watched it, until it came down to her shore. And it was an old, middling age Indian and his wife. And she had a red shawl. They stayed too late at Big Black where they were, the Indians in there. It was a grave in there on the Big Black Point Indian. Someone to And she said, they come, she went to meet them, and it was an old lady and her husband, and they were bound in there. They couldn't go no further. The ice jam, but no jam, but ice filling in for fall. So they welcomed them to stay in the winter with them. Well, I say, Grandma, what would you do for a living and everything? Oh, my, said the old Indian, held us straight. She'd go out, she said, and get deer or moose or the killed rabbits, you know, that like them, just like a chicken. And we got along just fine, she says, and the river was open, and they went to the Grand Falls where their people were. No word of where they were and the north, you know, all that town, she said, and they were with me.
You had quite an experience coming down Little Black one time, and you almost got thrown in.
Oh, yeah, I could tell her that. God saved our lives that night. We started too late to get home there. Two of my nephews and I and my little boy about that high. When we came out, I was to live at the window with my daughter. She wasn't well. We were way up Little Black in the woods. So we come down to what they call the Kelly Ledge, into dead water, and they filled in. And they had a big motor on a boat, small boat, you know, to go through. One looked and said he could go through it. The motor was open, wide open. And when we went, there we were. We couldn't get back. Well, my nephew had a long pole in the bow. He put his pole down to travel back out, and he broke it in two. And the motor stopped. And it was very near dark. And my little boy began to cry. He understood me. And I told him not to cry. Don't cry. And we only had a paddle and then a little two piece of pole. I rocked the boat, rocked and rocked and rocked, keep it from freezing. And George, my son-in-law, kept working at the motor, tried to make it go. Too much ice. And he kept on. Every once in a while, I'd say, if it's God's will, we'll get out. So I protects the one of the boys, Lanson. He always says to me, "Aunt, this is going down to pray." I didn't answer him. I thought it was from God. Here is me anyway. If it's his will, we'll get out. And when we couldn't see one another in the boat, and still walking and working, one with the paddle and some with little pole, George put his motor down again, and he commenced to crank it, you know, and I heard it cut, 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 cut. I tell you, we just lifted the hair on our heads. And didn't it take it back out? And took it back out. George Kelly, you live and he could tell you the same story.
Yeah, that's right, what you're telling is right. That's yeah. Right what you're telling now.
Yeah. And yeah. Now they send him, we're ashore. He went up for around, came on the ice, the shore, board ice. And we tried to bait the board ice down a ways. And the deal, we'll come to quick water. We can go out. So told me when a little boy get out onto the rowboat in the Solares and the paddle boat. And way down here the hoop, we answered. We were coming following the track where the drivers made, we could see it in the snow. And we get out all right and come to my daughter's here all quite late before we got home. They didn't know what happened to us. That was quite an experience.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am, you're right.
That's true. Yes, poor George.
Everything this lady is saying, you can believe it. That's true. Once for the first time.
My nephew, he's dead and young. He says to me, he was discouraged and all. One time he said, I might jump out to get to the border. I said, you can. Your legs will be full. Then another time he said, maybe if I hope someone hears me. I said, I don't know who it would be. We didn't know who it would be. So I was all in the settlement. Yeah, I was all in the woods. Oh.
Now you used to go to the woods every winter and take children. When you used to go to the woods in the winter and take your family, you had no doctor or any road. And tell her about that.
Go in the woods in winter. Well, I used to go in the woods to cook for my husband's big family. And the last, no, not the last, but anyway, I went for my youngest boy, was only 3 weeks old, up back river, pulled up in the canoe, right the last rolling on the ball. And I was up there 5 months in the woods, the boat landing. And we stayed there all winter. We never had a doctor, we never had a road one winter. I traveled and had to carry stuff from the mud landing to the oxbow to get on the team to come home. We had to travel 3 miles.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
And come home and start up housekeepers again.
Yeah.
How many men did you cook for?
I had 10 of my own, and I boarded 3 men, and they had another man. That was 4 of them.
That's right.
Charlie Hafford.
Yeah.
Cy Hafford.
Yeah.
And Al, and Herbie McPherson was their teacher.
Yeah, that's right. My gosh, you've got a good memory for it.
Pretty cool.
Now you could drive a horse or take a boat and go where you wanted to.
Yes, any place they go across the river, they get in the boat or bateau and cross, or pull the canoe up just like the men would do. Yeah. And they were awful tough people. They could work and it didn't bother them. Oh. Now Larry's sister, 10 years younger than her, she must have risen with 10, 12 children. And she's just such a lady as her, they're working, but she's 10 years younger.
I could take a canoe and cross the river just to go to the man. Well, no, we're used to that. I went one spring, me and a girl came to the Salmon Islands in a boat. They had to take their boats back up to the islands, Salmon Islands, leaving for the next current. So Miss Curry, a friend of my mother's up the island all for years and years, where she was mostly brought up. She wanted some of us to go up. So this spring, I got a girlfriend to go with me, and we went. And I stayed up on the cabin and steered the boat 1/3 of the way we went to it.
You see the boats that made there? That's if she get up on the cabin, eh? Yeah.
Will Henderson, that's where the captain on the boat was when I wasn't on it. Do you want me to say him about going into the landing at the Muscurrier? But I wouldn't know you. Come up here and take your fellow.
Yeah, well, the ladies then were just like the men. They get a canoe across the river anywhere. Wherever we went to pull the canoe, were just the same. Yeah.
We had to do that to get it away.
That's right, man. You had to. Yeah. What Rogers is awful tough. They're tough people, you know. They work, and that didn't bother them at all to work. Yeah. And that's why I brought that lady up here today to see you, ma'am. To see what
we're telling her the truth.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the truth.
Yeah.
I sing a lot of this at night for my Monday.
Yeah.
It'll all come
to you.
Now, your mother used to go to the neighbors and help somebody when they were sick.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she was a doctor up here.
Yeah.
Yeah. She go and say, well, I'm myself in the old age. But I was no doctor, but I was
a good helper. She'd stand on and help them. Oh, yes, she's a good
doctor,
helper.
Dr. Helper, old age doctor.
Yeah.
My mother was born in Allegash. She was born on Gardiner Island.
I'll show you that island when we get in.
And you know Mrs. Agin, you heard about her.
Yes.
She was a doctor among the women then.
That's right.
And
my
grandmother was the youngest one that came from Rustigoy.
That's right.
She had her baby. That would be my mother.
Yeah.
The guy that
was. Yeah.
Was she the first child born here?
Yes, the first white child.
Yeah, must be.
Mother was. Yeah. And she was born on Gardiner Island.
Yeah.
What was her name? What was her name?
Sarah Kelly.
Sarah Kelly.
Yeah. Mother.
Was that mother was her name? The she married Kelly.
Oh. Sarah
Mullen.
Yeah.
My God, you got a good memory, ma'am. You got a good memory for your age?
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
My mind never got bad.
No, I see that. Just the way you tell that story, just as it is from way back, close to 100 years. I told her up to then, I said, now she's 11 years older.
tell her about your father when he went to the Grand Falls.
Yes. He came from Fredericton and my father was from there. And when he came down in the stream going home to Fredericton, one of his sister-in-laws was come and go and live with their sister married to Charlie Kelly, my father, and she got ready to go. So he picked up a little canoe up here belonging someone they met to run to the Grand Falls. Oh, no train or no nothing. And down nigh the Grand Falls where the other landed to the upper carry, he got up to go ashore to the lower, and his leg was asleep and he fell over and upset. Hard to it in the river. Well, they hooked the course and hollered and it was all come out. They were going round and round, and I had an uncle lived there. And I hollered for him. He lived right on the bank of the St. John River. Right along one of the old Catholic churches.
Yes.
Just like here.
Yes, sir.
And he came, and they hurried and got him a rope. And he tied a big knot in it. And he threw it the second or third time to him before he could catch it. And they were hollering all the time for him to come ashore and let her and the canoe go. He wouldn't. He hung on. And he got a mature. He hung to the fur. Now I don't know about the canoe. The canoe might have went. Well, in that way, they had to stay at the Grand Falls 2 or 3 days or more before they got over the shock to go on. Come home, thank John Abbott.
That's right.
But his leg died. Died before dark. He came home in the afternoon. And there was 8 of the family. No help. No help then. Just the neighbors. My father came home that morning making poor old John on the road. And he took hands and told him, Charlie, I'm gone. The next morning, my father coming back, these horses and sleds to the door for a barrel of flour exchange. Well, that's the way they live.
That's right.
The wee family was young.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. They used to raise everything on the farm. They had to bought it. A big family, and they raised everything.
They all lived, though, just the same.
On the farm. And work hard. And the women was the one that done the garden work.
You knit?
Yeah, knit.
Oh, every woman in the settlement knit.
Yeah, they used to knit the lenders and drawers and everything. That was awful, didn't it? Yeah.
They all knit and sewed and made rugs, made quilts, made all the children's clothes by hand. We had to sew machine early like that. Sent by the fire and tied and sewed.
Washed by hand?
Huh?
Washed by hand?
Oh, yes, on a washboard. Many a day I done that.
Yes, I'm going to tell her how that washboard was made.
Yes.
They take a board about an inch thick, see? And they take it maybe about 2 feet long and about 8 inches wide. They cut notches in it and make ridges like going upstairs. And they put the cloth on that seat and were washed just like today. And that the clothes would come out just as white as, yeah. Then they rinse the clothes. It was all hand labor. And the ladies done the most of it. So the men stayed in the woods all the time, weren't they? And at home, well, they...
Who'll hear all that?
Some of them today would have to do that, you see, a different thing.
You made a broom, what do you use for soap?
Some curd broom. Yeah, gloves and a back and picks and bows. Curd. Was there a spruce?
Spruce.
And put one bunch and make another and put them together, that right? Tie a string around them good and tight and have a wooden stick.
Yeah.
Put them down in there.
Street. Yeah, that's really wash the clothes.
And they, fur was our brush, it's a scrubber. Make a bunch of that.
And what did you use to put on the floor for soap?
Eh?
Didn't you used to use sand?
Oh, yeah. Then we used sand. Get a big tin dish of sand, put soap in that, the top soap that the women make, mix it in, and a hard bunch of the, overhaul, something hard. And that was our scouring brush, too.
They take spruce boughs and put them in their hand like that and scrub the floor too. Now, she said something there, I forgot what I was going to tell you, it was cremated. Now, what was that going to tell you that they made? I forgot.
Soft soap?
Yes, soft soap. They take ashes and put it in a barrel, pour water in it. They let that sit. And when they drown that water off of there, it was just as strong, and they put that in there. water and boil it and make soft soap for the Greek and make soft soap for them. And I would be just as like it as the soap today. Almost better in the wedding because that's the way they made the soap. Which now you ain't gonna get a piece of that soap that soap. Well, it was nice to hear Miss Sally talk to the eight. Such a good man.
And then the men in the woods, when they went in the woods to fix their beds.
All seen. All around. Yeah. And besides home here, I put up come the Aguilar. I put up their men 3 years. Then the other colony come and put him up too.
Yes.
In Traveler. We had 101 here one night.
Yeah.
But I had a sleeping building on the bank. That's made from sleeping. But we paid it.
Yes. Ah. That was some cooking there.
Overnight.
Yeah.
And when they came to settle with Carl, the boss, he told me there was 98. Well, I said the girl kept count of the sideboard with a book writing down every one that sat down and place put down for him. Well, he said, send me the 8 twice. Oh, yes, I said, that could be. He was going to get the best of his neighbors.
What did it cost for a meal?
What did you charge them to eat?
50 cents.
50 cents.
And what did you feed them?